Simone Biles has competed in an astonishing 3 Olympic Games, Jordan Chiles and Suni Lee in 2 Olympic Games. The fact that American female gymnasts are competing internationally for 8 or 12 years and well into their 20s is a huge change from previous generations of female gymnasts. Reporter Sarah Varney has more.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, it wasn't uncommon for women in their 20s or 30s to compete in Olympic gymnastics. But beginning in 1976, Nadia Comăneci, the 14-year-old Romanian athlete, won gold with the first perfect 10 ever scored in the Olympics. After that, the ranks of elite female gymnasts filled with adolescents and young teens, says Janelle McDonald, the head coach of women's gymnastics at UCLA.
Earlier in the 80s, 70s, and before, it was like a lot of gymnasts looked the same.
The pressure to make it young and stay small was intense. Female gymnasts feared going through puberty since getting your period meant growing taller and gaining weight.
This is when you saw a lot of athletes drop out of the sport because they weren't given that grace to let their body grow and change.
Then in 1997, the International Gymnastics Federation raised the minimum age for Olympic eligibility to 16. Rather than dooming the sport, as some commentators had predicted, it instead transformed it.
In general, our sport is a sport of repetition. The more you can get those reps under your belt, the stronger you're going to get. You're going to get the timing down, the body awareness, all the things that help you be successful. And so as you mature and you go through puberty, you actually get stronger. You get more powerful. You have that ability to really be able to do some of these skills that we're seeing the athletes perform.
Puberty is a critical time for growth. Testosterone levels increase in girls, a big part of building muscle mass, and girls gain high levels of estrogen, which helps to build bone density, says Anne-Marie Ames Oeschlager, a pediatric and adolescent gynecologist at the University of Washington. She works with young athletes. She says female athletes become stronger after they begin to menstruate.
Now we're seeing people be able to get to the point where their bones are mature. You know, when the bones are developing during puberty, the growth plates are open and the growth plates don't close until you get really healthy levels of estrogen from ovulation. And so the nice thing about delaying the age of entry into the Olympic gymnastics anyway, is that when people are competing like Simone Biles, she has healthy bones that have been able to fully mature.
The longevity of female gymnasts' careers today is aided by the psychological maturity and the personal independence that comes with getting older, says Ames Oeschlager.
If you're doing some elite sport under duress because your coaches and parents are putting pressure on you to do it, it's different than if you're a 25-year-old who's saying, I'm going to do this. This is my choice, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to do the work. It's a different psychological mindset. So I think it's not in just the physical, the psychological decision-making around it too is massive.
The UCLA coach Janelle McDonald just returned from the Olympic Games in Paris. She was coaching UCLA athlete Emma Malabuyo, who was competing for the Philippines.
Some of the skills we're seeing right now blow me out of the water. And to have so many athletes competing at this high level is just absolutely incredible. And I really do think it is this shift in the sport. I think that, athletes are enjoying the sport more because they're able to use their voice. They're able to show their personality. They're able to have a say in their training.
McDonald says she's happy to see old school and outdated ways of thinking about women in sport go out the window. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.